arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. All right, babes. So welcome back to episode number 175 of the Babe AF podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and I'm so excited to dive into today's episode because number one, I just had a lovely warm bowl of soup. I feel super motivated today, and this is the second episode I've recorded today. Are you so proud of me or what? I mean, sometimes we're doing great, and sometimes we take like 17 months break or we're inconsistent or whatever. So I want to give you seven things today as a point of a confidence booster to get your engines revving, right? To get you into a position for 2024 that is really going to allow you to do some good. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily mean good for other people. We are not always selfish. We are just really in a space where we're in our eyes we right now, okay? I am in my soft girl era. So I am taking self-care to a new level. If you know me, sometimes I'm very filterless, brash, unencumbered, if you will. Let's be serious, fuck is my favorite word. So in the spirit of that, I'm trying to be a little softer in 2024. Now, that does not mean I'm going to be a little baby bitch. Now, if you are one of those, that's fine. I'm not people pleasing any longer. In the capacity in which I'm doing my best, right? I'm figuring out what works best in my life to find the fulfillment. We don't like to use the word balance over here because we're always on a constant teeter-totter. You have to learn how to pivot, go through your day, figure out what it is, how it's going to go. And if you're in a shit mood for 25 seconds, that's fine. Let's work through it. Let's get over it. Let's get out of it and let's do more. Okay. So in lieu of that, today's episode is how would your best self, quote unquote, feel about you right now? If you listen to Unfuckery Chronicles episode number 174, you know that I've been doing a lot of shitting and not getting off the pot, if you will. So that in turn is helping me figure out another episode to kind of snowball into, right? And so I want to know, how would your best self feel about you right now in this exact moment that you are listening to this episode? For me, I'm doing better. How are you today, Jess? Better. Why? Well, because I got some things checked off my to-do list. I have recorded some podcast episodes. I'm working on media. I am figuring out what to do with Saloon Sleuths, the true crime podcast that I have. I'm setting time aside the rest of the day to read the Babe AF Book Club book, which if you don't know is Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur. I did my best. And I'm working on getting that list together for the end of the month. So I'm so excited to get that Zoom scheduled, number one. But number two, I also feel like we're in a space of time continuum in life right now that we need to do a better job of, number one, taking care of ourselves. And I mean physically, holistically, mentally, emotionally, physically. I said physically twice because for me it's like the extra punch in the gut, you know? All right, whatever, Jess. You've rambled enough, okay? Let's get down to it. How would your best self feel about you right now? And like I mentioned before, I wrote down 7 things that I think might help. It'll boost your confidence to be your best self. If you're not your best self, it's not like a 1 to 100 thing. I feel like being your best self is taking the entire day that you're awake and doing what you can with what you're given. Control your controllables, right? So in lieu of that, this is where I am. I might only get 2 episodes done today, and for me, that's progress. For me, that's a great opportunity to keep it going, to remain consistent, to show up for you guys in the way that I wanted to start doing in 2019 when I started the podcast. Number one of these things, okay? We're going to talk about no overextension. I do a very bang up job of overextending myself. I say yes way more than I should say yes to anyone. And to everyone, honestly, that's what people pleasing is about. So maybe we'll do an episode on that. Let me write that down. People pleasers. Let's figure out who we are and how to overcome it. I am going to start saying no in places where normally there would be a challenge to overcome and acceptance of what we're doing and then really just to move forward. But honestly, I don't want to continue to overextend myself to feel so fucking dehydrated, exhausted, mentally fucked up. I walk around my house like, okay, all writing. If you guys know that about me, there's always a checklist in my head. And the overextension, I think, is going to, as I know, fucks that shit up. Okay. The balance and fulfillment of my day. I'm doing day, not life. Life is literally 1 to however long you're here, right? 0 months to however many months you're on the planet. I'm not doing life. I'm doing days. How does my best self feel today? What are the best parts of me doing that make me feel accomplished and excited and ready to fucking go? And for me, that starts with no overextension. Okay. So don't feel bad if I cancel plans. It's because I can't mentally fucking show up for you in the way that I know that you would want me to. Okay. Next up, moderate determination. What I know about determination in myself is that I want to be the best all the time. That's my type A personality. That's my part fucking Enneagram 2/3, maybe an 8. I don't know. Maybe I'm all the Enneagrams. But for me, being determined to do something is everything to me. So I don't need to overextend myself, like we just mentioned. I need to figure out where I meet myself where I'm at. Okay. I know that's great in friendships, but I need to meet myself where I'm at. Next up, we're going to fuck the whole hustle culture. We're going to do what we can with what we're given, you know, control the controllables, but we're also not going to listen to a fucking algorithm anymore. Okay. Post what you want. Post when you want. Fucking don't post. Post all the time. I don't fucking care. But the hustle culture, I don't know why it's so hard for me to say in 2 words and not just put together one. Horticulture. I don't know. The hustle culture is not for me. I'm going to stop. I'm going to release that pressure of myself and really start to figure out what I can do with what I'm given and how I can help myself be better and show up in a consistent manner. Let the fuck around and come find out. Manner. Okay. And that means slowing down, adding a little softness in. I mentioned soft girl era earlier. So yes, this is that. Consistency for me is giving myself an hour a day to do this, to read, to do whatever I need to feel complete with the day, right? Consistency for me is not always on the internet. My screen time was down 35% last week. Who's excited? Who's excited? Proud of myself. I've been reading more. I've been watching Game of Thrones again with my husband. I started Peaky Blinders. Like, I am here for the things that make me feel warm and fuzzy in my soft girl era. Okay? All right. Next up, we're going to sleep and we're going to fucking hydrate. We're not going to stay up until 2 a.m. anymore unless we want to. But also, number two, we're going to fucking drink our water. Okay? You can get on Water Talk. You can fucking get a circle. My sister got me one for Christmas. I love it. It's rad. It's not an ad, by the way, but it could be, you know. Hey, what up, circle? Let's see you. Anyway, hydrate yourself. Get some sleep. I am going into my sleepy girl mocktail era with apothecary drops, tart cherry juice, and a bubbly soda water with no flavor. So we'll see how it works tonight and we'll see how it goes. You know, this is all about life right now for me. Trial and error. Is it making me feel good? Do I love what I'm doing? Am I surrounding myself with positive people that are really helping me thrive in a situation or in life in general? And if not, toodles motherfucker. Not really. I'm a people pleaser. So I like don't always let you go right away. But I also know that who I went around, I'm going to keep around. I'm almost 43 years old, you guys. I don't have the mental wherewithal to really continue building friendships that are fake and bullshit or just surface level. I want you to like get down in the depths with me. I want you to like go freaking ghost hunting with me. I want you to sit at dinner and order only desserts. I want those kind of friends. I want errand friends back. I want to come get you. I want to drive around town. I want to get my oil changed. I want to get snacks. I want to fucking get a 40-ounce drink from the TXB down the street. I want to have you sit in my car. We car sing. My friend Carol from like 900 years ago when we were 19, we would just run errands together. It was my favorite thing to do. I know that sounds so fucking trivial, but like running errands with Carol was so fun. It's how we built a friendship. Hey, do you want to go get lunch with me and go try on clothes at the mall? Yeah. Yeah, I fucking do. Yeah, I do. I love a department store. Walk around, feel the textures, try on the shoes, never buy. It's great. Oh, man. Screw your Target. Bring me back to Dillard's, okay? Bring me Burlington Coat Factory. Give me a thrift store. For the love of Jesus. Mary and Joseph, all three of them. Holy Ghost as well. What's up? Here's the deal. The next one is to challenge yourself. This, in all its encompassing opportunity, could be the challenge for you, okay? It probably should be the challenge for you. Any of these seven things that I'm telling you about today can really do what this challenge needs to be for you, okay? Number one, if you need to make a list, make a list. Number two, but let's get through the list. The ta-da list of the day is to really challenge yourself in ways that are a challenge. Not just like, oh, I'm going to fold my laundry, do the laundry, put it away. That could be a challenge, but you know what? We can do better than that. We can put ourselves in a position to feel accomplished, fulfilled, and excited for the day throughout the day while the day is happening, even if we have to pivot, okay? Next up. Let's try to get a giggle in every day, okay? Have you laughed today? And I'm not talking about watching shit on the internet makes you giggle. I'm talking about real human interaction with someone else that makes you laugh or feel good or put you in a space that feels better than other things, okay? Have you giggled today? Have you laughed? Fucking, I trip over shit all the time. I run into the wall. I laugh at myself. But have you interacted with someone else that caused you to feel funny or to get laughed? Get laughter out of your body. We know it's medicine. So let's take care of ourselves in that kind of way. Okay, in recap, because we made it to the end of the episode. You guys, look, I'm under 15 minutes. Who's so excited that we're doing this together? Okay. How would your best self feel about you right now? Do not overextend yourself. No more overextension in 2024. Moderately feel determined about what you're doing about something throughout the day. What is keeping you on the edge of your seat? What is pushing you into a space that you are going to be proud of yourself, right? Number three, fuck the hustle culture. Look at me, I said it in two words. We're moving on. Number four, steady and consistent. Whatever that looks like for you, post every day, post twice a week. Who gives a fuck about posting? Show up for people when you need to show up and honestly do it for yourself. Let's go to bed and let's fucking hydrate. Hashtag stay hydrated. Hashtag go to sleep. Challenge yourself in some way. Once a day, once a week, once a month. Whatever it looks like for you. Just keep pushing towards something that makes you a little bit uncomfortable, okay? Lastly, get in a giggle. Do we need to watch a comedian on Netflix? Do we need to share some time with our friends? Do we need to laugh at ourselves? Do we need to watch our dog poop in the yard? I don't know. Is it funny to you? Great. Get a giggle in today. And so those are my seven tips today for how, number one, we're going to work together to show up as our best selves. Number two, what makes your best self proud of you right now in this moment? All right, that's it. I love you and see you next week. Toodles, babes! I love you. Bunches. Bye! All right, you guys. Thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.